There's a Hasidic story that tells us of a rabbi that from the beginning of his career to the end was successful. Wherever he went, things went wonderfully. He would go to a town that was gloomy, sad, depressed, and would leave a bright, full of life, bustling town. When the townspeople would come to him with their problems, he would think for a moment, he would put his hands in his pockets, smile, and whatever answer he gave was exactly the right solution, the town would find success. Now you can imagine, a rabbi who brings success everywhere attracted a following. He started having students who would follow him everywhere, would listen to his wise words and repeat them. But every day the students would say, "Rabbi, what's the secret to your success?" And he would answer them, "The secret to my success is two pieces of paper." And they never told them anymore. Every day, this was the answer, two pieces of paper. Never a word more. Finally, towards the end of the rabbi's life, he's on his deathbed and his students come, "Please, tell us more. What do you mean, two pieces of paper?" And he opens his mouth to give the answer, and I'll tell you at the end of this drash. This week's Parsha, God gives us some very curious advice. God tells us, "I have set before you blessing and curse, life and death. Choose life." Now, this to me sounds confusing. Why do I need someone to tell me to choose life? If I have life and death before me, I'm going to choose life. Why do I need any extra help, nudge in that direction? But of course, with Torah, everything that seems obvious never is. And hidden underneath that is that in theory, it's easy to choose life. But in actuality, it's quite easy not to. It's quite easy to give in to our weakness, our fears, to choose the easy path, even when we know the hard path is the right one that will lead to a better life for all. God is not giving us advice. God is not giving us a command. God is giving us a plea. Please choose life. And ultimately, that's the secret that rabbi had. He had two pieces of paper in his pocket. And on one piece of paper was written, "I am nothing but dust. I was created from dust. I will return to dust." And on the other piece of paper in the other pocket was written, "The whole world was created for me. More than that, I contain in myself another entire world." On one side, eternal nothingness, and on the other side, eternal importance. This rabbi had success everywhere because he knew that the key to choosing life was holding on to both of these ideas at all times. We have to simultaneously know in our hearts that we are nothing but a bag of water, cells, and molecules. And at the same time, know that that matters more than anything. That the whole world was created for each of us. When we hold on to both of those, that's when we choose life. So this Shabbat, a mere 48 hours before we begin that eternal test every year to stand before God and decide who we are, will we stand another year? I hope that each of us will hold on to these two pieces of paper and choose life. Shabbat Shalom.